You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Network. Learn more at wearelibertarians.com.
Welcome, everybody, to We Are Libertarians, low-key wall episode. Of course, Harry Press, you guys usually see me or hear me from the Tuesday show. Usually I would have did more prep and set this thing up, but I've been having a really weird day. I had some stuff going on in my personal life, and Gunther has been little, we just started on solid foods this week, so she's kind of not been very pleasant so far. She's been very cranky. I think she doesn't hate it because her pooping schedule has been lit up, so a little TMI for non-parents out there, or maybe just my experience dealing with Gunther and trying to get her to go to solid food. So that's what I'm dealing with, so I didn't really have much time to prep this episode, but I really wanted to do this episode more to get in touch with everybody to find out, you know, what do they like about this whole show? What do they want from it, for me doing it, if they like me doing it, I'll keep doing it, also, what is it going to be for, is this time slot fine, is this what you guys want, you know, because if, no, like, I'm fine with, like, everyone, like, wanted to, like, in podcast fashion, go ahead, download this thing, re-listen to it, I get that, I do that too, to a lot of different podcasts. But, you know, for the people who do like live things, want to come in live, want to jump here on Twitch Live, communicate through the chat room, or just want to get in the Discord and jump in the wall Twitch stream voice chat room and come and talk. I limit it down just to 3 people, so just to have a small revolving chair. Let me introduce the other guy that's sitting in right now. We've got Stone. Stone, you want to say hi?
Hello there. Yep. I had less time to prepare, like 20 minutes.
That's all the time Stone needs. So that's like I said, like, I don't really, I'm trying to, you know, it's not what I'm planning to play, but I don't know where I'm looking to play. I'm just trying to feel out the room and see what you guys want, because it seems to me that you guys like extra content, like this extra things. I want to continue to do that, but I'm just, you know, just trying to feel you guys out what works best for everybody else. Wednesday works great for me because it allows me to take the leftovers from Tuesday night show and bring them over here to Wednesday, so if I'm going to talk about, or what Dear Leader likes to do is take stories he doesn't care about that I put in a Trello board and just kick them all over into now this category. Usually go like, that's nice, Harry, and just puts them off to the side, or he puts them further down on the list, and they're like, oh no, we didn't get to that, we're at 3 hours, and just ends the show on me. But, you know, he knows what, for some reason, Dear Leader knows, Oops, click that. That was my bad. I have this thing that took him apart on my desk, and I really should have cleaned off my desk. And this wall logo is right in my face. I need to move it. It should be here. That's better. Okay. All right, that's better. So, like I said, really looking for a lot of feedback on this. But tonight, I'm going to try to bring up, we've got, I get some listeners that brought up, want to talk about that thing that happened in Hawaii. I want to kind of rant about the CPU thing. I want to talk more about Ross Ulbricht's stuff. I want to kind of touch, you know, like, and then just touch, like I said, touch base on what's going on with you guys. From last episode, I'm going to discuss it now. What I am drinking my beer inside of this, because, like, a lot of people did want to know, I am drinking tonight, and I shouldn't have put it in the beer cozy, is a beer that I did not get to get last year, because I did not drink while my wife was pregnant. So while Lace was pregnant with Gunther, I did not drink the entire time. So I missed out on this beer last year when it first came out, and it's from Triton. Yeah, Triton Brewery. And it's their Ale Pacino. Yeah, the Ale Pacino. Say hello to our little friend. A seasonal collaboration with local coffee roasters. The Ale Macchino is a coffee, organic, chocolate-infused milk brown ale. And it tastes delicious. Oh, that was my first sip ever of this beer. Oh, man, I missed that last year. Oh, man. Oh, Stone, you want to say something?
I was just going to say, sounds good, man.
It does. Hopefully.
Someone else is here. Look at that.
Oh, we got insert name here. Got some more people from the Discord. You want to say hi? Okay, they're probably at work and just jumping in. They're gonna like probably sneak a hi in there once in a while. Or they're fiddling with their microphone. Sweet mic test live on air. Hello?
Maybe did it on accident.
Maybe did it on accident. Hello?
Yeah, for some reason the Bluetooth wasn't working.
Oh, using Bluetooth.
Yeah, I'm at work. That's all I have.
It's okay. Oh, look, we've got someone else that wants to get it and tap in when they're done eating. Yeah, just tell us when you're done eating. We'll tap. I'll see if I can tap you in. I'll hold back that story that you posted.
I'll get out when they want to come in. I'm not really doing too much, and I have people come over, and I come over.
Okay, that's nice of you, Stone. All right, insert name here. Not gonna dox you. Okay. All right, so...
Thank you.
You know.
I want my career to stop like this.
Got it. You know, like... And some people dox themselves. Like, this is more some of the YouTuber stuff. If you look at any, like, the... I've never been into watching the quote-unquote skeptic community's videos. I haven't cared about them, but until they started really having a lot of their drama. Oh, my God. Oh, I love just watching their drama. Yeah. Oh, man. Just watching their drama every week. It's like, wow, this is awesome. You know? Yeah. Our Discord is full of nothing but high academics, too.
YouTube scientist.
I think that's the wrong word there. You meant autism.
Autism, yeah. YouTube autist, yeah. Oh, yeah. Which is hilarious. Let's see. But the other thing that really ticked me off of the whole, like, the thing that really, like, was the most crushing thing to the whole process of it was Aiden Paladin showing her real face. I was very upset. I did not want to know her real face, because honestly, one of the things that really got me to listen to her videos is because I thought I knew who she was. Like, her voice sounded very familiar. Like, I've either been in the same room with her, and when I saw her face, I was like, I've never met this woman in my life, and I was very upset. And it took all the mystique and main reason I was listening to her channel. But I kept trying to place that voice, like, I know this voice from somewhere.
Understandable, but she's still a cutie 3.14, so...
Yeah, she is. Yeah, I'll give you that. I'll give her that. You know, I'm just saying that it just went down a little for me. That's all. Just dipped. The mystique of it just dipped, made it dip for me. Anyway, so, main thing I want to... Let's see. Anything I want to go on to is some of the more we touched upon the Ross Ulbricht stuff. And it seems like every time, every comment section, anytime you bring up Ross Ulbricht, let's see if I could kick it over here to, yeah, there we go. Every time you bring up Ross Ulbricht, sorry, I had a burp, hit my burp button, hope that burp button worked. Every time you bring up Ross Ulbricht, it seems like there's so much miscommunication, so much misunderstanding of the trial. Like, everyone viewed the trial as, this is, you know, like, he's a murdering kingpin, he sets it up, they set him up as he was running this massive drug ring, that he was just this evil kingpin set out to, like, you know, rule the world, when in reality, he's anybody between the age of 38 and 25 that had access to the internet connection, that has ever built a website that had any type of, you know, libertarian leaning. He built this site for, like, almost like an idea, as a project, and just to see what he can make. It started growing out of, it grew so fast, so quickly with it. And then the simple fact that the brilliance, also they take out a lot of the brilliance in the site. The site was set up very brilliantly, way that they would, because Bitcoin was still in its infancy when, you know, the Silk Road really took off. Well, took off in, you know, darknet. I am doing air quotes. I just realized that some of people are probably watching this live and won't see any air quote, but the quote took off in the darknet, air quote darknet. People like would the idea of taking someone's bitcoins, putting that into an escrow system, okay, and then waiting for the like the transaction to happen, and then pay everyone out through this brilliant escrow process. You know, but I was like, well, it's just an escrow process. Yeah, but it's an escrow process, and trying to get people to understand doing that with digital, quote-unquote, fake currency, Bitcoin, right? And at that time, who really thought and knew of Bitcoin, okay? And to watch watch this marketplace just kind of flurry. What I really liked about the Silk Road was that, one, the community and the forums, you know, just all these people talking back, sharing ideas, and the non-drug stuff that was on, basically the non-drug stuff. Now, granted, like, the largest pool is because of the drug stuff that was on there, but a lot of the non-drug stuff was also really cool and interesting to see on the Silk Road. Stupid Windows 8, being stupid. It was supposed to snap, and it didn't. I moved it over, so it would snap.
We didn't talk about Windows.
Yes, we do. Windows 8's a beautiful operating system, except when it messes up. So they got these people to trust into this pseudo-anonymous currency. Okay, it's not really... Bitcoin's not anonymous. To trust into this currency, to put their money in this escrow account, and to get different things out there. So, like, it was like a brilliant sort of free market. See, the idea of allowing people just to exchange anything, because people had on there, people would also do, like, life-saving things on there, because you can get on there, and you can get EpiPens, you can get different medications. So, like, if you knew you had to get this medication and this type of dosage, you could also bought that through Bitcoin off of the Silk Road. So there's a lot of people, let's say you couldn't afford, like, the outrageous, you know, rates of a drug, but you could probably find it on Bitcoin, on the Silk Road, and you buy it through Bitcoin. It was beautiful. You guys want to jump in on anything? I'm sorry, I don't want to, like, I know you guys are talking through limited microphones, so you can't just, like, look at me and give me the wink and the nod.
I honestly have no idea
what any of this is, because I've been out of politics past problems, so I'm just gonna let you keep talking.
Okay. Insert name here.
I was gonna ask, because I'm out of the loop, what in particular is going on with Ross's trial?
Say that again?
Since I'm out of the loop, I wanted to ask, what is going on with Ross's trial?
Okay. From the website freeross.org and everything, you can see from, like, Lynn's talk and stuff like that. I'm hoping, like, Lynn Albrick, Ross's mother, will bring up some more stuff at Liberty Forum here in February. But what has happened is he has basically exhausted almost every, like, regular and all, like, every appeal that he has. He's got one last appeal left that's over here. That he, this was basically like the Hail Mary, was trying to do the writ of certiorari and try to get the Supreme Court to see his case. Because this guy, for running a website, is getting 40 years and two double life sentences for running a website and doing, and basically running a free market eBay website. The idea that the false idea that he was a drug kingpin, that he's moving drugs around, that he was threatening people, is completely false. And if those cases and if that was true, in which they would have brought it up in trial. If you ever listen to Lynn's talk, which I may do here on Twitch, do a vodcast on it, on just go through and just sit back and watch Lynn talk about the trial. Which they did barely allowed any cameras inside, barely allowed anyone to, like, to audio record, because the trial was a complete kangaroo court of them just trying to set an example no other site like this would be created again, which had the opposite effect of happening. There's just many sites like this now, but they didn't. There was a lot of different evidence that they'd used in the media that never got brought into trial. You could never bring up the simple fact that there were at the time of this case, millions of bitcoins, which probably adding up now close to the billions of bitcoins now that were missing at the trial, that were missing because federal agents either mishandled or they're just missing. Two or four of the federal agents that were in this trial, they were brought up on corruption charges, and I believe two of them by the time the trial was after the trial, two of them were actually got sentenced and are serving jail time. They also never disclosed, one, how they found the server. They always gave some weird idea, like some real etherish idea, because the main reason you got to find out how they found the server, it's because did the federal government break any laws doing that? You know, my main thing is like they would. It's not easy finding things on Tor, but they could have. But of course, they also the federal agents also had root access on the server for, I think they said, like 8 months. So they could have done anything on the server to give it a call back to it once they got root access, because apparently they did what they always do to, like what federal agents do to get access into like these dark things, is that they find the weakest link in every chain. And once they found that weak link, they compromised somebody and got their login credentials, and then was able to pose as this person to Ross, and to gain, and they used their resources to garner more trust, like find drugs and find different things. At least this is what it's also shown in the forum post. But that forum is, they also have root control access, and most people who knows, if you have root control access for a server, you can do anything. That's basically administrative access. So just like the funny GIF of, like, you can go to, you can right-click on your site and get the page source, and you can change wording and text and like that. You basically can do that to a forum if you have root access on a server. You can just change anything you want on it, including a timestamp. So, like, the forum post to me, you know, it's got to be let go, because there's, you know, like, to me, it's a mishandling of evidence. They had root control for too long. They could have did anything. So with his back to his trial, so he's got this Hail Mary writ of certiorari. We're probably going to find out probably in 2018 whether the Supreme Court is going to try to hear Ross's case. And if they don't hear it, there's nothing else for him to do, which is sad. He's just stuck in prison, which is a very sad thing. Because he's serving double life sentence and he's never harmed a person. You know, he's a peace-loving guy. Stone?
Yeah, I don't really trust the American justice system that much anymore, so it's not like I can say I'm surprised.
Yeah, and I think anyone who had any faith in some of the American justice system can see the holes in it by just looking at Ross Ulbricht's case. You know, like, well, there'll be fair justice in it. Well, look at Ross's case. Just look at it, you know? Regardless whether you think he's wrong or right, whether you think drugs should be the way, look at the way he was brought up on charges. Look at the way they took him down. Just look at this and tell me if that's even remotely fair. Because even if there's some people that I've watched, some people like, well, drugs are bad, da-da-da-da, but 40... years plus two double life sentences is crazy. It's nuts. And it's an extraordinary amount of time. There are murderers out there that are going to get out in less time. So, yeah. But like I said, and it seems to be like everything that comes out of it, like I said, brings out all these fake articles. Like Reason does a great job of following the whole... they were definitely trying to make an example out of him to crush anyone trying to make us of the side of that. But I think the way they found Ross, I think they just got kind of like, to me, they got lucky. And the other thing is, when it comes down to it, if you're running a multi-million-dollar drug tour dark website, why the heck would you be in a major city? I'm sorry, I'd probably go in a major city probably to run. I would try to go to somewhere where if anyone's new and unusual, it's a weird place to be at. I'm sorry, that's where I would run it. So, and I probably definitely wouldn't be in the United States.
Fuck down anyway.
Right, yeah, I would be in some VFE town in Indiana or some other state where it's like, huh, there's an app, this is way too many weird people in this town, right? Or you can just like, wow, you know, like something like, it would just look unusual that there's too many new people, too many new faces, right? Or that the town, like, is on ease because they've seen these new faces and they and everyone else knows what's going down, you know? They know what's going down. So, you know, like I said, like, there's tons of different copycats, the Silk Road 3.0, there's some other copycats that are out there, so if you go out there, check. But they're, none of them still has the same, kind of like when Napster first went down, there's all kinds of copycats and things that went out there, but not the same as Napster. Indiana itself is not completely BFE. You still have Indianapolis and Indianapolis, okay? There's, you know, there's a lot of places in Indianapolis, there's a lot of new people show up because there's so many conventions that happen here. Indianapolis hosts tons of different conventions, so there's tons of new people coming in and out. But if you go out to, like, Fortville or Danville or... there's a lot of Vills when you get outside, like Shelbyville. And okay, all right. It's the beginning of end of nowhere. It's not quite the middle of nowhere, but it's getting close to the middle of nowhere. All right. So, yeah, that's... Yeah. Anything else anyone want to know about Ross before I move on?
No, I just wanted to get caught up.
Yeah, that's basically what the case is. Lynn Ulbricht does produce some good speeches, and she tries to keep everyone like up to date on it. It's a webcomic I listen to, Six Gun Mage. His webcomics are amazing. And he does this one. He does Misfile comics, his gun reviews are amazing. By the way, sorry, freeross.org. Since you guys looked,
were you paid to say that?
The what? For us. No. But it's a webcomic that I follow and I will pimp out for the life of me. Because I love his comic. His gun reviews are actually the best. To be perfectly honest, I think he should stop doing the webcomic and just do gun reviews. Because his gun reviews are really spot on and amazing. And he really, you know, like, missed his calling. He should just review guns. Like, he's reviewed guns of, like, I've never wanted to own that gun, but his review made me want to own one. All right, so, like, most things, like, if you want to know about Ross, you can go to freerossulbricht.com. There's a lot of cool speeches from Lynn Ulbricht, because, like, the family's very involved with it. They understand the case. There's also, like, different play a game with Ross, which is... Okay, that's hilarious. That's going to get me... that guy... I didn't know that guy could fit there. All right, so, anyways, the Free Ross Tango. It was a nice art piece there. Art piece. You can get on play a game with Ross. There's basically like Derek Slopey made this program. So basically, Ross will draw things and draw artwork, and he'll put it up there, and you can donate to the campaign by removing different like art piece, like those yellow sticky pieces off, so you can get, you know, see more of the art piece. When it's first start out, people like get in it real quick and put names in it and like do ad work on it. It's really cool. You know, but, and it all goes to help, like, try to support Ross. Which, other thing with Ross is, like, a lot of people don't understand is that he's also in the inside, like, the prison, but they won't allow him access to basically to the internet. Hey, Ratface.
Hmm.
Yeah, they won't allow Ross to have any access to the internet, which stinks.
I wanted to give one little disclosure. Beware of Ratface.
Who's Ratface?
Ratface is my close friend and co-host of the Armchair Politics podcast.
Okay. All right. I'm just gonna get this band hammer, warmed up real quick.
It's that boy.
Yeah, it's ready to go. All right, it's armed up, ready to go. All right.
I'm gonna go ahead and drop out while there's a break here because I'm about to have to go. So.
Okay.
I'll see you guys.
Okay.
Later.
See you, Stump. All right, Paul, you want to jump in? Paul?
Oh.
He said, "I'll be." Thanks, Redface. Thanks for behaving. I like it when people behave.
He's being a good boy.
He's being a good boy. That's good. Good old Redface. Sorry, like, I was actually in part of this, this seems awful, this is gonna seem out of place, but I was in this, this one game, and sending, Paul a message to jump in. Alright, I was in this, World of Darkness game. I'm going to play it into the World of Darkness by White Wolf Publishing Company, and we were playing a bunch of different this thing called Changing Breeds. It's like werewolves, basically were all these different were creatures. I played a were bear, was a were black bear. Yeah. Anyways, because they wouldn't let me, because they wouldn't let me be a grizzly bear, and I was very upset about that. So I decided to make everyone uncomfortable in being a black bear. Oh yeah, but yeah, by the way, being black at a LARP, it's very cool to be, make people uncomfortable like that. One time, I was in the, we were playing in one LARP that was based in, like, the thing was, like, based in the early 1900s, and we're in Atlanta, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to be a former slave owner, screw it, this is what I'm playing, this is my vampire, you know, and I would never, like, and I would just wear, like, these white robes, just to make... Everyone completely uncomfortable. It was awesome. It was awesome. You never seen so many white people sweat. It was awesome.
No. It's not the hat. I just have a pinhead.
Mm-hmm. How dare you? Just left church. I just left church singing in the choir. All right, Paul going once. Paul going twice. Paul three times. All right, Paul, that was your shot. All right, I'm moving on to your article. Actually, I won't. I'll move on to this one with the Intel CPU stuff with what I've been wanting to talk about. Like, we may get Super Duper Wall Fan to jump in. I don't know how long she'll take to get home. Is that rat face a commie? I don't know. Usually we use the helicopter purity test to test to see if they're a commie or not. But anyways...
He is a classical liberal in the Sargon sense, if that helps.
That's too commie for me. commie of a cod. Alright, you're fine. You're fine. You're close enough to Sargon, it's fine. I don't agree with Sargon account of everything, but I agree with most, and I would love to have a beer with him.
He sounds like a lovely, jovial man.
Oh yeah. I think it'd be great to have a beer with Sargon. Of course, there's a lot of people I would love to have a beer with, just to really like pick their brain, you know. Like I would love to have a beer with Richard Spencer, just to pick his brain, because and try to get him to see if he could convince himself that he's a dirty, stinking leftist, and see if I could get him to drop the right term. You know, it's like yeah, you're an authoritarian leftist. Just admit that you are. Drop the right. You're not right. You're just a leftist who like guns, but you only want your people to have guns, just like leftists do.
Literally communist.
Yes, he is. Yeah. That's so much authoritarian, and it's gross when people. And that's why I always hate like, well, I'm alt-light, and I look at when people say like, well, I'm alt-light, and I look at that and like. No, you're just a Republican in the truest sense of the word. You're not alt anything.
Why?
Also, if you could, we gotta get you. I think if we keep doing this, we gotta get you a better Bluetooth headset or new batteries.
It's like a JLab.
The what?
It's like a $30 JLab.
Oh wow, man. Maybe it's just the chicken wire that, or maybe it's all the other products in the area where you work. It's probably messing with the signal.
I will admit, the actual signal in this building, because it is literally a tin roof.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
So, even though I have AT&T,
yeah,
and I get amazing anywhere else,
mm-hmm.
In this building, it's absolute garbage.
Yep. That's what I'm thinking. It's probably like, yeah, more of the everything like around you that is like messing it up with you and the things that you sell. You know, all
maybe
the batteries.
I should touch the whip.
The batteries. All the batteries. All the Alright. Oh, look, we got Sunset Shimmer in the room. It does kind of look like we've got a fight going on. So, Meltdown Inspector. Alright, so, you know, I remember when I first saw this going on, and and it was like almost like a bad nightmare. Okay, this whole Intel CPU. When I remember when I first saw it, right, I was like, come on, it can't be this bad. It can't be this awful. But, all right, so, and it is. And it is awful, and it basically affects every CPU from 1990, every Intel-based CPU. Well, technically, Spectre, it hits every freaking CPU, and Meltdown hits every Intel CPU from 1995 to current generation, except for Itanium and pre-2013 Atom processors. So all of us that kept on to your 2012 netbooks, woo, put a little, you can throw that good old-fashioned puppy Linux on it, and you've got a machine that's safe. So, like, your Linux won't help you because it's got to be doing something down with the board. And so basically what's happening is the main thing that allows Intel to stomp AMD, well, not main thing, but one of the main things that allows Intel to stomp AMD into the ground on performance is their whole, is of their CPUs, is an aspect of it that allows them to magically perceive what you're going to do next and just guess and bring based on patterns, and it's kind of just, and it brings it up to you for you to grab. Problem with this, right? There's no security on it. Of course, they never thought anyone could get down there. And when you think someone can't get to something, hackers will prove you wrong every freaking day of the week.
You would think they would know this already.
Yeah, but, well, the thing is, right? If, but the stuff in Intel is so locked down, right? And they're so in their cone chamber, right? How many times do you really think they allow someone to, one, see their source code and go look over it? How many times do you really think Intel allows that? And if they do let someone allow it, they're probably all in-house guys.
True.
You know, it's like, you know, we're only going to allow these people to look at it, we're going to, and it's so closed source, you only get this much time at the bare source code of how this processor works. Because a lot of stuff down there, that's all trade secrets. You know? Man, that Al Pacino's pretty good. Anyways, so what this Meltdown Inspector does is Meltdown, what it does is gets down there and be able to trick the PC on that auto-magically guessing and send that information out to non-administrative users. So you're basically using that to get past and get behind all kinds of, like, role access control, and just bleed through your hypervisor, your VM, everything. Every freaking thing that's running on it. And it's creepy and scary, and it's, nothing blocks it. You could be running Linux. So what? No one cares. Doesn't care. Doesn't care because it deals with your CPU. Now, there's going to be a patch. Huh?
It's like
a
deep in there.
Yeah, it's deep in there, and it's the CPU. So, like, even my precious Core i5, my other Core i5. So the only thing in the house that's protected from that is my wife's AMD gaming machine over here, which she started laughing like, "Aha, AMD wins." I'm like, which I hate working on her machine because every time I work on a machine, I built that machine with bitcoins back in the day. It really sucks. Really sucks. Anyways, yes. The tinfoil hat side of me likes to believe that the that a lot of these, this Intel break, since from having for so long, that it had to be, that could be a CIA backdoor, considering it was from 95 on, and considering that back in the day when the crypto wars were started, the crypto wars were going on, the Clipper chip fiasco was failing. Alright, back up to people like Stone or people who are younger than me, Crypto Wars. The Crypto Wars were the United States government was watching cryptography going through and people were trying to get the right to do cryptography, to encrypt things, the right to encrypt. And the federal government didn't want it because they wanted, like, well, what if, like, there's a terrorist or there's something like that or a bad actor? We need to put back doors in this thing so we can get past this cryptography. Hi, EC Factum. Hi there. Love the phrasing, the tinfoil hat side of me. Thank you. Yeah, the tinfoil hat side of me. Like, so, like, so the federal government, right? Even like still to this day still classify cryptography as a weapon. So like I tell anyone, like, you know, like, so like it's regulated as a weapon. So like, you know, like if you export think like cryptography or like anything that can do crypto, technically you're dealing in arms. So awesome there. So and the Clipper chip was meant to go on the board to globalist. Yes, the Clipper chip was meant to go on board to collect key commands, send them out, and collect things. The Clipper chip never worked; never really went anywhere, right? And I'm thinking, like, why didn't it go anywhere? Maybe they found this thing out from Intel. So if they needed to get into a bad actor's machine, they'd have this aspect of it. And I wanna say that the United States government or state agency has the capacity to come up with that idea, to implement this idea, have the brains, the money, the know-how to do this, but at the end of the day, this is the federal government talking about. They're not smart enough. They don't plan enough to do this. This is way too much forethought for them. It really, to me, at the end of the day, it just looks like an honest-to-goodness mistake or oopsie from Intel. Because we all know that the best and brightest hackers do not work for the United States government. No matter what everyone tries to think, they're just like, this is where the best and brightest work. No, the best and brightest work in private industry and get paid big and gets paid big for it. You know, like that one hacker who was the first one to hack the PlayStation 2 and put Linux and to hack the PlayStation 2, to hack the PlayStation 3, the guy who first jailbroke the iPhone, just showed it was possible, and then now he's out making cheap autonomous cars. That type of guy. He's probably one of the best hackers in the country. And he does not work for the United States government and believes in open sourcing everything. Awesome. So it's like, oh, like, that whole... That's why, like, I get have issue with a lot of stuff that Tesla does because it's so closed source, and there's, like, this autonomous driving thing when this guy does the exact same thing, and his idea is, like, I want to be able to make an autonomous car out of a 1999 Toyota Camry. Okay? Because that's what it's really going to come down to. All right, I've been talking for a while. Anyone else want to say anything?
I was going to say, I'm going to give big ups to AMD, and it's catching my own computer on fire anytime it runs. But I take that back.
AMD's run hot. Maybe one incredibly hot.
Especially Overclock.
Yes, they have driver issues sometimes. They're not as fast, but, you know, but dealing with this issue with Intel, they probably won't, you know. When I build my next PC, will I go Intel or AMD? I don't know. I don't know yet. I know I'm getting close to finally, like, outliving the usefulness of my, I want to upgrade. Things are breaking on... How do you break it? How do you jailbreak a self-driving car? jailbreak the self-driving car. Basically, he gets in there, reverse engineers a lot of the different things, programs that, like, these huge auto manufacturers put into it, and then just like, I'm gonna do that with everyday parts, get it set up there, and put the schematics outline open source. It's it's basically how you do it, because anything the auto manufacturer world or most companies do to, besides like IT and technology companies, most of the time they can't really lock things down. A lot of things can be reverse engineered out of it. It's very hard to keep people out of things unless you, this is what you pay money and you concentrate on. Even like the, it took the auto industry, I think it was 3 years ago, that they stopped, that finally fixed a hole in your key fobs. Basically, your key fob, every time you hit that key fob button, you release a code out of it, right? Well, what people found out, right, is that it releases the same code each time. So when people would hit the button, if you had an antenna that could read the same frequency your transponder key would go at, they could pick up the code. And if they could pick up the code, they could take it and translate it back out and kick it out another antenna and use it to unlock your thing. Now, granted, they found a way to do it to make a thing with like a rolling code, so it just uses codes over and over again, which is awesome. But the problem is that people will sit sometimes and just hit the unlock or lock button multiple times. Well, the car will null and void codes after turn times after receiving one. But the thing is, if you've hit it in your pocket, right, see if you can get one, well, you're producing codes, right? So you can intercept these pre-codes from somebody as they set them up. And each code would be different, and it's... Alright, I'm not going to... I'll try to get back into that. Anyways, does anyone have any questions about Meltdown Inspector, or you really want me to, like, open up these white papers and go into it? Because I'll do that. Yeah, because I got the question and answer. Am I affected by weather vulnerability? And certainly, yes. Yes, you are. This is MeltdownAttack.com. Can I detect if someone has exploited Meltdown Inspector against me? Probably not, because exploitation does not leave any traces in traditional log files. Quick question. When talking about the political on Twitch, or any platform for that matter, how much sense does it make to dwell on the current state of things, which is limitations on legit information sources rather than a state of ought to be and hopefully finding some code of consensus there, to set a baseline for what is to be done rather than this thing is going wrong? And what's the difference between the two? Between Meltdown and Spectre? Spectre tricks different... Okay, all right. I'm going to set these apart so I don't get these. Hopefully the chat won't take these too far away. All right, I'm going to try to hit one of these one at a time. All right. It's good to talk about the current state of things just to get a baseline of different things, and then try to talk about how the baseline of this is where things are and this is where we'd like to move things to. And this is the way things were going on in the past. I don't really try to dwell on the current state of things. I just more like to talk about it and like things we like. Mostly create a sort of discourse around the state of things. Let's see. I hope that answers your question. Rather than stayed on, ought to be, and hopefully finding some kind of consensus there. Yeah, I think people can find a consensus on what they like to see in the future and moving forward. But I think that goes more into like the way projects are done, like plan, act, do, review. I think when politicians or any type of state agency or things happen, people have planned it. Things are doing. People have acted, and now we're just kind of like in the review phase for continuous improvement, the pursuit of perfection of basically society at large. So you have to talk about the current state of things to be able to plan your next move. So that's why I like talking about that stuff. What's the difference between the two? In the short term. Meltdown is the quick, and it's like it's the main one that everyone's got to patch. Spectre is a little bit more, it little bit more difficult to pull off. Because what Spectre does, it does that same thing that Meltdown does, but it kind of does it to get different programs to release different things out. So why the program recalls and things. I understand that. It's okay. I'll take a look anyway. But back to Spectre. Spectre, what it does is try to get different programs. So as the program calls the thing, and Meltdowns looks to me more based on operating system and more networks and going through the hypervisor. Yeah. Yeah, Spectre's more... Did I get that backwards? Did I say Spectre? Did I get backwards? Alright. Because, like, one can go through the hypervisor and do it through, like, virtual, like if you got, like, a VPS on one you have to, so is everyone affected? Yes, everyone is, everything that uses, yes, everyone's affected, does mostly with Intel chips, but it also does things with your, if you use anything that using, like a Qualcomm, like a Snapdragon, like, a lot of ARM chips, so even my, let's see, where'd I put that thing? Most modern processors, period. Meltdown does more with Intel CPUs, but I think I got that backwards now. I think, but Spectre also works on your Raspberry Pi ARM chips. My BeagleBone Black, which is in a case in the basement, that's effective. I've got a BeagleBone Black that runs Kali in a, it's a little lunchbox. Which is really cool. So it looks like a little... Anyways, that's what it does. It looks like a lunchbox. So it looks like I'm just having lunch. I hope that... Adam, did I get that right? Or did I say that backwards? You can respond. All right. So everyone is affected, yes. And how is this now being uncovered? Security researchers find things all the time. It's just when they got to it, they get to things, and they... they basically just find things when they find things, and then things pop up. Sometimes, or they look at different things, like, or get different rumors of things, or they try to... A lot of security researchers will try to... I notice they get things from, like, hey, I noticed this thing. This thing was weird. Can you look at this? From, like, a... Or, let's say I was doing a... penetration on something, right? Like, or just doing a security research on something for like some personal that I'm using in like a business. Like, we're using a Wi-Fi thing, kind of like how crack was discovered. And I'm just trying to, and I, you know, like I'm toying through ways trying to break into like my own Wi-Fi servers. I can't find anything, and they find something weird. It worked once for me, it worked twice, but I only have my equipment to test. You can give it to a security researcher, like, hey, is there a flaw in the firmware thing of that I'm working on, or did I find something huge and big? And people can take that type of stuff, and people can just run with it. And that's how security researchers just get on things and just go find stuff. I'm trying to look it up now to see if I got it backwards. It's messing with me. Okay, I did have that backwards. Meltdown does... Yeah, I said it right. First time I said it right was Meltdown was more hardware, and Spectre uses through the program, like the hypervisor. Sorry. So, yeah, and it does affect everything. As you can see, like, Cisco, your Android devices, everything is freaking affected by this until you get an update. And the biggest problem with a lot of Android devices is if your Android device does not get updates all the time, you may have to, you know, you either move to a different Android, like I'm using, not CyanogenMod. What did CyanogenMod move to? What is it? Lineage? Lineage OS. Right? It's Lineage, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Sorry. My child's screaming in my ear all day. I really haven't slept. When I left Wall, I slept for like 4 hours, got up, and I've been moving up ever since. So I'm probably going to try to crash and sleep right after this. I know it's bad to even drink a beer, but I've been wanting this beer for over a year, and I'm getting it. Oh, that tastes good. All right, do they answer any questions? It's outdated, but oops, my message got blocked. Oh, well, don't say blocked things, right, Face? All right.
I knew it was him. I knew it was going to be him.
Sweet. Glad you... All right. Anyone All right. So, anyone have any questions?
How does this
affect? None for me.
Well, Sunset Shimmer? Sunset? Hello?
Are our memes safe from all this? Are the memes protected?
Memes?
That's all I need to know.
Let's see. Private memes that you're working on are not protected, okay? Unless they're encrypted, but even then, if they're inside, you don't really know if they've got your encryption key and got that there. So, which is scary about this is like it, one, because you're finding vulnerabilities, like you're finding ways to like people are attacking air gap machines, but this, you know, like, because like Meltdown affects if someone's got physical access. Spectre, it's more of a, someone can, like, it's more like you're attached to the internet, which sucks. So, one, but the other thing was, like, if you have physical access to something, you're pwned anyways. But at least, you know, like, so, like, encryption is great, but if someone's already inside and already pwned the machine, the encryption does nothing. Unless you got whole disk encryption before it was set up, but that will only do things when the hard drive is encrypted, when the machine shut off. Not in sleep mode. So if you put in sleep mode, it's not encrypted. So the machine's got to shut off. So it turns it all off. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
So basically, install.
Right now, switching to different operating systems won't help you. That won't help you. So basically, just I think I was reading a blog post, and I can't remember the blog post. It was posted in the Discord chat. Reinhold posted it in the Discord chat in the Tech Talk. Yeah, somebody posted a great meme about it. It was like, the best thing to do right now is keep calm and carry on. Because everyone's affected. There's nothing you can do besides just disconnecting yourself from the internet. And putting your phone down. The what?
I was going to say, even if you have chosen operating system, you can save it.
I think right now, there's some Apples, Apple machines have already received, I believe Apples have received their update, and Windows have got their update this past Tuesday. And I believe the Linux community should get theirs sometime this week as well. And they're just more of a, like a patchwork, which will slow different machines down. So I think I may also be in the market for a new laptop, which I hate being in the market for laptops. I hate laptops. It took me so long to really decide on that T400. And now I, with the aspect of having possibly having to get one, another one, I don't... Everyone's like, well, what do you mean? There's some cool laptops. My main thing is I always view laptops as something to be broken, something to be stolen. So I don't like spending a lot of money on laptops. I like to stay under $200. And since I also like playing the Linux, it's like, well, I don't want to pay for an operating system either. I'm going to put Linux on it and just keep moving. Yeah, when it comes... Yeah, so that's my aspect of laptops. So I see cool laptops out there, and I want some of the ones that are like thousands of dollars, and the i7s, and all the USB 3.0 ports. But at the same time, it's like I got my desktop right here, and I need power here. I don't need power on the road. Usually, if I'm on a laptop, I'm just viewing like web pages and command lining into a network device. I don't need an i7 and command line into a network device. This was like, well, what if you hashing something? If I have to hash something with a laptop, I'm going to be there a while anyways. Alright. Anything else?
The only thing a laptop should ever be used for is word processing on the go.
Yep. Okay. So, next thing here we're going to do... the Vermilion Parish teacher gets arrested for Vermilion Parish with school board meeting. Yes, it's my YouTube page. Yes, I like to look at... As you can clearly see, I like to look at Dragon Ball Z. and Dragon Ball Super. Super has brought me back into Dragon Ball. This last episode with Vegeta. Oh man. No spoilers, but 122. Oh man. Vegeta.
Yeah, but again, we'll never get that three on the hand job.
Anyways, moving on. School teacher. I'm sure people have seen this around the net because this video is like number 4 trending on YouTube, and I barely wanted to talk about it, but I had Paul send it in, so I'm like, you know what? I'll talk about it anyways. I really don't like talking about things that everyone else is talking about. One, because I figured, like, hey, you've heard it from everywhere else. I don't know what I'm going to add to the conversation. Other than, I think when I was watching this whole thing, I was like, wow, somebody asked for more government. Got more government. I know. Being crass about it, but let's go through the article. This is posted on HawaiiNewsNow.com.
So it happened in Louisiana.
I know, but this is the link you sent me.
Well, it's the one that Hawaii Libertarian Party posted.
I know, but okay, look, now, contents to this too, is that it's Louisiana, okay? We're talking about the same police department. Okay, not the same police department, but the same culture police department that produced the police department that said, well, we kept questioning this rapist after he asked for a lawyer dog, and we couldn't produce him a lawyer dog, so we kept questioning him because the guy said lawyer dog. You know, need a lawyer dog. Give me a lawyer. So, I'm not surprised. Now, I'm not disparaging everyone from Louisiana. A lot of good people came from Louisiana. Jessica,
I'm sure
Pack.
Some of them are good.
I'm sure if we think long and hard, we can think of one eventually.
I can think of one. It's okay. Hey, the cool thing is, hey, LP convention in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Of course, I can think of better things to do in New Orleans and spend that type of money for. But I'm not. I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna leave the LP alone. Not an LP member. Will not complain about the LP. I'm gonna move on from that.
Everybody's contribution is valuable.
Yep, it sure is. It sure is. But there's only one or two things. There's only two things that'll get me to join the LP. Okay, two things. One, Nice runs for chair. I will sign up and I will vote. Two, Dear Leader demands it. You know, and you gotta do what Dear Leader demands. You know, and he won't do that, so I'm fine with that. These two conditions. Let's see. Alright, so a teacher was removed from a school board meeting and placed into handcuffs Monday night. Cameras caught it all as Desaya Hargrave was arrested. What kind of name is that? Was arrested after she spoke up during a public comment. Her issue, the superintendent's new contract. A superintendent or any person in leadership getting any type of raise, this is a quote from the thing, getting some raise, I feel like it's a slap in the face for teachers, their cafeteria workers, I don't know why she brings those people up, or any other support staff we have. Okay. Yeah, I don't know why she brought up the cafeteria workers. Or support staff, they can go to, it's mostly teachers. But,
please think of the children.
Yeah, and the children, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Still better than California. Yeah. Worst part about California is SoCal. That's the worst part. I gotta stop. And NorCal people. Anyways, so after being called on a second time when a city marshal stepped in, Hargrave left the meeting but remained in the hallway. Superintendent Jerome Puyo said no charges were filed against Hargrave. It is unclear if the deputy marshal was acting on his own accord or if he was called onto the Hargrave to be removed, but a removal did not go unnoticed. What happened here tonight, the way that females are treated in Vermilion Parish. I have never seen a man removed from this room, said one woman after the meeting. Never have seen a man removed from this room. I doubt that. I'm sure several men have been bounced from every room. the idea that no man has ever been removed is like probably never removed so peacefully. I'm sure if any man decided to speak up the way she did, even if they're like a darker shade, they'd probably have been tased. Anyways, back to the article. Hargrave has yet to comment on a removal. Neither has the city marshal of office, or which was employed from Bishop Mobile. And that's from this article from the Hawaii News. It was published on June 9th, 2018, 10:57, then updated again at 12:01 on June, at 12:01 p.m. And of course, add cancer. All right, so let's watch this, this cancerous video. Let's get started, shall we? And the whole thing kicks around on 6:17. This is when it gets good. Oh, oops.
Are you going to take a raise when there's ELA? When I first started teaching ELA, there was like 21 kids in the class.
That's English as a, what is that? English as a, early learning assistance, or what is ELA? Does anyone know what ELA?
I would have assumed kind of like
English language arts. What the heck is English language arts? The field of English language arts is diverse and always changing discipline. Okay, that's not the issue we're going to deal with right now. We're just going to... Oh, English language acquisition. Okay. Is that for, like, people... Is English language acquisition... Is that for, like, people who, it's not English as a first language, or that people are not... Or we're talking about English... Just people just trying to develop a better vocabulary. Jaskitar?
I'm going to go with a solid I don't know.
I'm going to go with a solid I don't know either, but I am curious, and I will probably search for it while this video is going. And I will unmute it back again. Well, that's me being a derp. Derping here on cam.
Your balls are showing on stream.
Oh, no. My balls.
And the stream shut down. Oh, great.
What?
I was going to say the stream got shut down for balls. Yep.
My balls. All right, so now the city council, right? The council is, they're trying to do this weird, like, this weird order thing where they're trying to, like, well, you can't comment on that because we're not commenting about a raise. But they're commenting about a contract that includes a raise. But since they're not talking about the contract, right, they can basically say, you're not talking about what's on subject here. That's sneaky, that's very underhanded, and dirtbaggish. Now, granted, the superintendent didn't have a raise for like 5 years, but I'm sure that I don't know if the teachers had a raise for the last 5 years. The other people didn't have five raise years.
They had actually had pay cuts.
Yeah, so it's kind of weird to have someone get a raise when everyone else has had a pay cut. And I don't know why he decided to do this anyways, because if you look at this front row, right? If you ever see that front row, probably at VidCon with a Sargon of cut, all these women here have that need to speak to the manager haircut or look. Okay? That entire front row. I would give this front row anything they wanted just to get rid of them. Okay?
I'm saying, how are you taking the raise when you're basically taking from the teachers and employees?
Okay, now this lady, she talked out of order. She could have been removed. Okay? She was called upon. Okay? Oh, thanks, Jaskitar. Jaskitar sent a video. Not video, but a link. Alright, I'm going to read this while this video is going. Thanks, Jaskitar. You rock. I don't know who you are, but you rock.
Class sizes that are that big. This directly speaks to what you have just voted on.
Just heartbreak. A year ago, I presented to this board.
Okay. Well,
thank you all very much. I appreciate it.
Anybody else?
Can I not say it when I'm being spoken to?
Anybody?
Is there a...
You're
going to
leave? I'm
going to
remove.
Are you serious? I hope somebody has this on video.
I mean, really.
Is it against policy to stand?
Sir,
do not.
This is the most disgraceful and disgraceful thing.
I don't want another comment.
Okay, so like, all right, so the video here, right? Like, he's been getting removed, shutting her down for the simple fact that they're trying to say that she was talking out of turn. But if we, I can, you know, you rewind back to the 6 minute mark, you can watch them point and call on her. She's just talking and discoursing for the minute. So, and they can't really tell if like the officer went over on his own accord or someone issued him over to him. Judging one of the cops, I think the way his reaction and to do everything, and you're kicking him out, I can kind of think like someone went to him and said, "It's like, hey, you should get around," you know, because, you know, it was a lot of work that was just placed on him. And I'm sure he wouldn't do it if, you know, someone had to, because she wasn't being violent, she's being orderly, she wasn't yelling, she wasn't screaming. And I'm sure working at like board meetings, she was actually kind of peaceful.
She wasn't talking to you. She was talking to.
Oh.
I can't imagine that it wasn't somebody else sicking the officer on her in this situation, because, you know, what, he doesn't care.
Right.
It's a meeting to him. He's mm-hmm. just there to keep the peace, but...
Yep.
You know...
Yep. And I've seen heateder things at IPS school board meetings or Indianapolis city council meetings. People get more out of hand than this. This woman is tame in comparison.
No, absolutely.
You know, especially if someone like they mess up something on like a like parliamentary procedure, and someone calls someone on, so they have to stop. That person gets heated, but they end up sitting down, which is great to watch.
Comments for the superintendent.
I don't want to
She was recognized.
He was speaking to me directly.
Did he respond to her?
That's exactly right.
But you run everything.
He did.
Sorry, the superintendent can't even look at her when she's talking.
Okay.
So the superintendent was not looking at her, looking away, so it probably was looking over. Speculation, of course. Speculation. Sorry, my mouse has been like messing up. I'd like to apologize for me. My mouse. Apparently, humidifier broke, the big one that we had, so I had to go to like a smaller one, and I created such static electricity in my UGG boots that I actually zapped my mouse. You know, and this mouse doesn't have no issues. It's a Mad Cat's mouse, and you know how Mad Cats stand by quality.
Sure, blame it on your equipment, not user error.
It is, because you know how Mad Cats is the utmost top tier quality. Yeah. Quality.
That's why they're out of business.
I can't hit you on my shots because of my mouse.
First off, when my Mad Cat's mouse, which, like I said, is top tier quality, okay? Alright? Top tier. God tier, actually. God tier. Yes,
which one you got?
The Rat 7, the old school one. The weights in it, which I like to do the whole Rock Lee thing at Lampard to take the weights out. It's awesome.
God, such a nerd.
if it's so it beats me like, oh,
my limiters.
Time to take the weights off. You screw the weights out. Yep.
My name is Angel Campbell.
We'll say the
now see this woman here. Did you see this woman? She goes, she just stands straight up. I have a comment. I have a freaking comment, right? You know, she was not recognized, yet they let her stand up there.
Recognize her.
Sir,
just put her in
handcuffs.
Apologize
to the public.
He did not.
Now, what's going out here? Like, what's going on here, right? She's this officer's trying to put the lady in handcuffs. So what I'm thinking, to me personally, from every interaction that I've had police officers or watched from different videos, I'm guessing what's happening out here now, outside that we don't see off camera, is contempt of cop. Is that she is questioning his authority off camera. Yeah, which possibly, I'm speculating, that cops probably went out there and probably asked her, hey, I need you, you know, she's probably doing something, possibly, and asked her to leave the building. She could have said something to him or wouldn't leave or refused to leave or refused a lawful order, and he had to step, and he decided to step in, or something made him step in. That also is speculation to happen. But I want to believe that it's probably contempt of cop. But I'll keep going. Anyway, unless you want to comment on something real quick.
No, my guess is that, granted, you can't see what happens, but it doesn't seem to me that, you know, if it were a simple refusing to follow a lawful order, that he would have escalated it the way he will, as you'll just see in a few moments here.
Correct.
It had to be something personal that got under his skin, and I think that this will show that it's really unprofessional of the cop in this situation.
Yeah, could be, yeah. Just like Jessica, yeah, might be, could be policy of the department that once he got, like, once if someone is removed from those buildings, they need to be removed from property, and she was trying to hang out in the hallway. That also could also have happened. Thanks, yeah. I don't know if Jessica Tarr is, but great points.
Why are you putting her in handcuffs right now?
Oh, let's go see this.
So, freaking troll cameraman. He needs to know how to walk faster.
Get this on video.
Why? What are you doing?
Where are
you going? Can you explain?
Are you okay?
All right. Let's rewind that tape.
No.
Here you see the violence in here.
Get this on video.
All right. Just gonna slow it down, bring it down to speed.
Truly toxic masculinity.
Physically
what
removed.
Are you
doing?
What are you doing?
Don't.
Oh, so she was on the ground.
She
got hit.
Are you
now, I don't know if she hit the ground. She could have slipped. She could have. He probably, like, pushed her in, trying to handcuff her, like, or she was, because she was clearly, like, not wanting to be touched by this police officer, which I can understand it. No one wants to be touched. Does it sound, oh, crap, I certainly think I stepped. Oh, I sound like a police apologist. I'm giving this cop all these answers, but I'm doing it as a person. He's a person still, first and foremost. He's a person. He's a human freaking being, and I want to, you know, people are beating on him, so I feel bad for him. So that's what I'm doing, not because he wears his uniform. I just want to point that out. Yeah, he's still trying to get those handcuffs locked in. And it looked like reality finally set in. Those handcuffs are going on her, right? Those handcuffs are going on, so she finally started the relenting. Yeah, a lot of people do fall when they try to be restrained because they kind of like, yeah, I don't know why people do that. It's what people do. I've never been placed in handcuffs, and if I was placed in handcuffs, I would not participate in my kidnapping. I would lay down on the ground. Of course, if I was being arrested, this guy would probably sit around and call like five more guys, and I'd get tased, if I'm honest, if we're honest. Not because I need it, just because that would happen.
Just yell out, don't tase me, bro.
Don't tase me, bro. Yeah, like I said, I wouldn't, like, I'm not going to resist, but I'm also not going to, like, walk out, so they'll probably need five guys to pick me up. I'm not even going to lie. I'm just going to sit down, which is will classify as resisting arrest, but I'm still going
to
do it.
Speak to the floor! Sir! Hold my guy! I am way smaller than you!
I'm not a status. I am not a status. I'm stating facts.
Self-preservation is not statism.
Okay, now.
Do not listen to Anna.
Yeah. So they walk her out. They put her in, and they walk her out, get her in the car. Everyone comes out there. Now, I will tell you this, right? This police officer, right? This has to be like this police officer, because you can tell, like, you know, it's a small town, because you can hear them audibly screaming, "Everyone, get back!" Because there's a lot of people getting close, like very concerned with the situation. But, you know, the other thing is also goes to show you that a lot of people still, like, stayed back, respected his orders, and, like, basically, like, kept the peace on their own. Not a cop lover, not a cop lover, not a cop apologist. Just analyzing the situation from not trying to, like, just trying to analyze what you can see here. Do I feel like the cop probably escalated too far? Yeah, because he could have just, like, you know, like, you need to leave, you need to leave, you need to go. Do I feel like she should... Because she did eventually did get arrested. She'd get bonded out the next day. Do I feel the city council and the school board, they didn't press any charges? Do I feel that he should have arrested her? No. Do I feel like he should have put handcuffs on her? I personally don't think police should put handcuffs on anyone who complies with orders and are not violent. I'm sorry. If it was like, what's for their safety? Yeah, but if they're complying or not, and you're not, you know, violent or anything, I think the handcuffs are kind of stupid and pointless, you know, and it might persuade more non-violent offenders to just be more passive and just go with you. It's like, but they could do things, they have to be put on here, they escape, and I'm like, come on, do they really need to be arrested then? If they're not violent, they're not going to hurt anybody, and they're complying, maybe you should just write them a fine, or let them go on their merry ways. Okay, that's just how I feel. So like I said, yeah, you can see everyone going out. You can hear them yell, get back from everybody. And this is the slowest walking cameraman.
Yes.
What's your phone?
It's like
what's her name?
Daisha.
I know you're not going to arrest her.
I'm gonna let this video play out and get a beer. Look, I got the mini. All right, so yeah, he gave her many, like, orders to leave. I do want to recommend, like, this cop did he did keep his cool, because if you notice, a lot of cops, I'm going to give credit where credit is due, a lot of cops, when surrounded like this, with this many people, right, they get very agitated, right? This is when you see a cop start, and, like, if you watch a lot of cop block videos or just cop awareness videos, a lot of cops, when they're surrounded like this, they get very agitated, they're yelling, they're escalating things by pulling, you know, like, even, like, grabbing, like, putting, going, like, not pulling their gun, but, you know, it is also a scary place to be, because you have to understand that you're taking someone out there that people don't want arrested, right? So, at this day here, this cop is very calm, and he's more calm than most police officers are in this situation, okay? Man, I sound like a freaking cop apologist right now. I feel bad. But I'm not apologizing. That's what's going on. That's what I'm seeing, okay? That's what I'm freaking seeing on the screen. And it really looks like this. So to me, it really does look like someone from the board told this guy to remove this woman from the building. She refused to leave, but he had to go and follow, like, she needs to be removed. This policy, she needs to be removed. Whether she was breaking policy or not, that's needed to be said, and it can go into court, because personally, she wasn't breaking any rules of the forum, but someone had to ask her to, that she needs to be removed.
You're gonna do it.
Because he is surrounded on all sides. He's got a gentleman behind him with his hands in his pockets, okay? Car to the right of him, so he can't go to his right, go to his rear. He's got the person in front of him. You know, that's a scary place to be. That would be scary if you're trying to do stuff like that. But I also probably wouldn't put myself in the situation. I probably would have got her out of the building. This is what I would have wanted. And I told him, and I brought her to the parking lot and told her, like, hey, I'll uncuff, you know, if you just leave now, we can just, you know, like, just squash it. But that's Harry. That's Harry. That's my perfect society. But this guy's dealing with different rules that I don't agree with.
I was walking out of the
hall. Well, I will say that he's probably a lot calmer because he has been in this situation probably from the start of the meeting and has... It's a meeting at a school in Louisiana. Like, granted, it's Louisiana, but it's also at a school.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably not worried about somebody concealed carrying, especially somebody that would be going to a school board meeting.
True, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he's, you know, yeah. You're definitely correct about that. And you wish, like, a lot of police officers also have that peace of mind, too, when it comes about different things, you know? So, is he in the wrong about some other things? Yeah, morally wrong, yeah. But in the same time, I give him credit for, you know, not doing the things that you would think to see on a typical cop video of someone getting arrested. I will give him credit for that, too. Pros and cons. He's not good, he's not evil. Here's pros and cons to this situation. I don't see him as a devil or a demon. A devil, demon, or an angel in this situation.
Asking you a question.
There are two main things that I want to say here.
Go ahead.
I really do appreciate, because you're taking a much more nuanced approach than just about any other libertarian that I have seen talk about this this particular incident. You are definitely trying to find the good actions by the police officer
mm-hmm.
for what they are. Now, I really do appreciate that. And my second thing is, this is why local government matters.
Yes.
This meeting was over a school board deciding to increase the pay of the superintendent
mm-hmm.
in spite of the fact that they've been cutting back pay in other areas.
Yes.
The person who was escorted out
mm-hmm.
was there to speak their mind. Not even in a partisan setting, but they were basically shut down by the people with power in this situation. How do you go about affecting any sort of change when simply speaking your mind gets you walked out by a man with a gun?
Right. Which is like the biggest like thing for this whole thing. So yeah, because she was called on by the board. She asked permission to speak. She waited till she was given permission, right? And then this happened. They escalated this. Someone had to call her over to get her removed. You know, and that's like the biggest takeaway from this whole thing. The police, that cop, he was doing, you know, he could have did something. Yeah, but that's like that's the moral libertarian utopia world. You know, he would have walked her out to the parking lot and like, all right, you're good. Must state, yeah. But you are right. Yeah, it's you see, like when she was talking about earlier, like in the video, when she was talking about like the state, the classroom sizes, like the classrooms are 29 people. Like, whoa, a lot of people are like, well, it's 29 people. I know, it's 20. She sees seven periods of 29 people each. Okay, simple. The cop is merely a tool. The problem is the system that ordered her removal. Correct. Yes. Yeah. The cop was merely as a tool, and that's one I do feel bad for cops and stuff like that when they are used as tools by people, when they're mainly used as like horrible NPCs and not allowed to think and not allowed to use judgment.
Yeah,
that's when I usually feel bad for cops.
Absolutely, most cops are tools. I agree.
Tell you the truth, like in Indiana, like I think I've get along more often with Lawrence Police Department and the Indiana State Police. tell you the truth.
Yeah, I mean, outside of Indianapolis, I've had nothing but good experiences with cops.
IMPD suck. I hate dealing with them. I refuse to deal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know.
They're terrible. They're... The very first interaction I had with one was one on a frickin' power trip for no foreseeable reason. It's...
Yep.
And they don't do anything, you know.
Yeah.
Virtually every car theft goes unsolved in the city because
Indianapolis doesn't have a car theft division anymore. They got rid of that.
Yep.
Yeah, we don't have that. You steal a car in Indiana, no one cares. No one cares. No one cares. Well, not Indiana, Indianapolis. Indianapolis, should say. You steal a car in Indianapolis, you better hope your homeowner insurance or your car insurance covers that, because if not, you're just screwed. So I like to put my loud car in behind the expensive cars, and then so if you have to move one of the loud ones, you're gonna make a lot of noise. So that said, the RX-8 is backed in, like the Subaru backs to back with the RX-8, and the Jeep blocks the Focus. So, and I was like, oh, but the Focus should cost... No, the Focus is newer and the Jeep is an old piece of junk, so no one cares about that one. Here on the board is, I think it Jazz Guitar sent us the U.S. Department of Education for English Language Acquisition State Grants. So it's a program that is designed to improve the education of limited English proficiency, or LEAP, children and youth by helping them learn English and meet challenging state academic content and student academic achievement standards. So it's help kids who are falling behind in learning English in America learn English. I like this type of program. I hate how it's funded. I think more people need to learn how to use, to speak better English, or like to become more proficient in the language that they use.
Yeah, we have less spangle after 2.5 hours of podcasting.
Yeah, correct. The cop is part of the system. Yes, cop is also part of the system, but it's a tool. You know, the tool is part of the system too. Granted, cops are given leeway and judgment, but a lot of the times, you know, they're also put on to. They have goals that they have to hit throughout the month. And they are also, and they're also put in very weird, awkward states. Are they part of the system? Yeah. Yeah, they are. Yeah. And I wish more police officers would use more of the discretional abilities that they have. So if they believe a law is more unlawful or something like that, I wish they had more issues to flake off different responsibilities. The council is also probably a tool, can be considered a tool too, but the council also have the ability to adjudicate or to create rules that police officers and other people are to follow and to enforce. They have, the police officers cannot, luckily, thankfully, the police officers can't get together, vote on laws, and then enforce also those laws. That's a scary concept. But yeah, so that's what like a lot of people don't understand. It's like because when I'm going through the school, get rid of them all. Hey, you're speaking my language now, Jazz Guitar. I say get rid of them all. You know, like perfectly honest. You know, like, when police officers say, hey, next time you're in trouble, call a crackhead. Hey, I know some crackheads. And as long as I'm okay, if I can hold the crackhead will do everything I say. Okay? Especially, he knows if I'm going to dish out the crack, I'll do exactly everything I say. I need my gutters clean too, by the way, crackhead. I think I talked about a little about civil asset forfeiture and civil forfeiture last night. On the Tuesday show, which will be, I think Tuesday shows are released Thursday, right? And
I just listened to it earlier.
Oh, okay. As soon as I released. Okay. I'm off on a release schedule because the whole Patreon schedule, because I can get the show in the Patreon group and I listen to it there. And since I'm at the house all the time, I don't listen to my Android devices no more. So I'm kind of out of the loop. Especially, but yeah, so I talked about Civil Acid Forger last night, especially when it comes to the drug war and the whole marijuana trade, especially when it comes to the DEA agents, especially in states that have dispensaries. I feel a lot of like police departments and the DEA agents likes to bust dispensaries when they have budget shortfalls, because they know they can go in there and go like, hey, our budget is short by $300,000. I know a dispensary is going to have that cash in their safe. Because we know they're going to have it because they can't put it in a bank. You know, that's where it's at. Let's see, where was we? So, yeah, anything else I want to talk about the Vermilion Parish teacher? Anyone have anything else?
No.
Or this concept? Once, twice.
I think you've provided a lot of nuance for it.
Did I? I hope so. I hope I did. Great. Dear leader's here. I got a GIF of him in the upper corner of me, so it's like he's always there telling me the truth. So, I hope everyone loved the this Wednesday show. Hopefully next Wednesday, I plan on doing it again. I did enjoy it. Apparently, when I was on the other screen, we got two new followers. Let me look those up and thank those two new followers we got here on the Twitch channel, on Wall Twitch. CircleCat113 and SuperFanStone, thanks for your follow on the Twitch. Thank you. Most of the Twitch channel, I'm going to try to do the show here on Wednesdays and do talk. In the future here, I may start doing vodcast or IRL streaming on Fridays after 6 o'clock. Because at the end of the month, around the end of the month here, around the 19th of this month, so that'd be next Friday, I'm going to do an IRL stream to hopefully get some people together to launch something really cool, but I've got to talk to Paul over it, make sure everything's planned out, make sure everything before I release everything, but I'll talk about it on next Tuesday show. Reference, I'm glad you enjoyed the stream. I enjoyed it. I did have a lot of fun. I wish I didn't have the day that I had and be able to plan, and because I really wanted to talk to the Iran thing, but I only got to read like 3 blogs on it, not to get huge new ones on it. Like I have on like this other story here from this Vermilion thing. I just got a new follow from Jazz Guitar. Thanks, Jazz Guitar. Thanks for the follow. So I'm glad. And on Friday nights we do gaming stream on here. So like if you see this thing pop up on Friday, say we're streaming on Friday nights, Toe Boater RS, you know, thank you, Toe Boater RS. But threw me off when I was gonna stop looking at chat. I'm new to live streaming, okay? So I appreciate you guys all hanging out. I appreciate also all this constructive criticism. I appreciate all you people who send me messages on Discord, Instagram, Twitter, on if fact checking me and mess. It's like because when I get something incorrect, I like it when people come back and correct me. You know, because if you don't, then I don't know if I am wrong, no one else learns either. So I do appreciate that. As a matter of fact, a lot of the people that did message me off of this thing that made me want to do this show is, you know, like I said, on Tuesday night show, someone messaged me on Instagram that made me really want to do this, come back and do this. So, hey, thanks, Christy Avery. Thanks for the follow. Thanks, Christy. Thanks. Thank you. So like I said, new to live stream, doing my own live stream. Traps are not gay, okay? All right, thank you. Traps are just an adventure. Let's see here. Where was I? So yeah, so Friday nights we'll be doing gaming stream. I don't know what game we're gonna play this Friday night. But you're more welcome to watch us game. We sometimes do talk politics on gaming. We mostly talk politics or something just comes up the news and we're doing, like, say we're digging a hole in Reinhold's terrible fort that he built. I'll bring up politics when we're doing that. Or if someone in the chat room, like, hey, did you guys see this? Depending on the game, I may, like, stop and, like, start talking about this thing and just get triggered on something and just go on. Especially, if you see me on, like, if no one else gets on Discord and wants to game with me, I'll just play Shadowverse. And I easily will stop that game and it's just like, and I may get on random time to game for that. So, but I will let them know, like, when you get the notification for it, if you hit the heart notification, that this is going to be a gaming stream or this is just going to be low-key wall, which low-key wall will just happen. It's like it's going to be 8 o'clock. From now on, 8 o'clock Eastern Time, if you follow Eastern Time, or what is that, UTC, what is that, midnight UTC, okay, yeah, that'd be, because it's like slightly after midnight UTC time, yeah, you follow enough, you complain enough about time, people buy you clocks, So wrapping up, also, I also thank everyone else who came onto the stream and helped me out, get me through this episode. So Stone, thank you very much. Hopefully we can get Stone a proper headset and maybe possible computer so he can get on and stay on longer. Hopefully one time I can get Christy jumping onto the Twitch. Let her have control of the Twitch channel beforehand, just so she can just play music to get people in the move, almost like the opening act before the show here on Wednesday night. Hope I can talk her into doing that. And I thank Sunset Shimmer and insert name here. If you guys want to, Sunset Shimmer, if you want to wrap up, say anything before we go?
Speaking of fact checking, I'm going to have to call you on the traps are definitely gay.
All right, I'll take it back. No, you can't fact check that. Traps are an adventure. you guys need to get into the 51st century, okay? All right, all you men in the 21st, you guys missing out. Jump in the 51st century. You prefer it. It's better here. All right.
That's all I have.
All right. Insert name here. Some people in the chat are questioning some things about your sexuality. Do you have anything to say? Okay, he's probably busy at work, probably getting yelled at by his boss, probably beaten by things. Like I said, I want to thank everyone for jumping in.
Am the boss.
Sure you are. Sure you are. We know who's the real boss.
Traps are.
What? No. 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 Get to the 51st century. Okay? Where traps are everywhere. It's okay. It's like gambling. It's like a roulette wheel when you go out. Okay?
No, man, what I'm saying is traps are the boss.
Yeah, traps are not good. Yeah, traps are the boss. Traps are awesome. Okay? Alright? All you guys need is just to. Okay, that does sound tempting. Yeah, Christy, yeah, we can get Christy on, we can get everybody on. That's also the thing I like to do with this Wednesday show, is to give you guys more, the state is your real boss, yes, the state. It's like I have to get more feedback and more community aspect of WoW. I think, we can get this up, we can pump it in and get more feedback and more people talking on this thing, just like Discord. Honestly, when I first started the Discord, Dear Leader wanted nothing to do with Discord, did not want to jump on, but all you guys in the Discord chat, all the stuff that you're going on through there, all of the popularity from the Discord got Dear Leader to want to jump in the Discord, okay? So I think we can, if we do that, keeping a huge brush around here, we can get Dear Leader onto the Twitch channel and doing hopefully even guest starring here on this Wednesday show or at least in my IRL stream on Fridays. Let's see. All right, so yeah, that's this stream. I don't have anything else, so I'm going to end this stream. Unless we want to bring up any article real quick, I'm going to give the chat a few seconds to bring up something. Does anyone else bring in anything else? Anyone have any questions about that I can bring up and want to talk about? Anything at all? Before I go, I don't want to, like... Because I feel like this was very... Well, okay, this was a... Okay, we've been on for about an hour. In wall terms, this is short. So, I feel bad ending it now. But for any other show, this is long.
Can we shill?
What do you want to shill? As long as it's liberty-oriented and not bad, you can. Go ahead, shill.
Okay, it's half liberty because, honestly, the other half is slightly socialist. I'm sorry.
Socialism is only bad if it's forceful.
Then it's perfect. This is all voluntary. You don't have to listen.
Okay.
I would like to shill, obviously, the Armchair Politics podcast that I'm working with Ratface. It'll be out soon. I have to get the art done, but eventually it'll come out. Hopefully it'll be a good time.
Oh, nice. What are you guys going to talk about on the Armchair Politics podcast?
Anything. Since he is slightly more left, he can cover a little bit more ground with that. I'm over here on the Hoppian side. So it's going to be general news, other political things, and probably some social.
Okay. All right. Don't forget to post when you guys start doing it. It's okay. You go ahead and post links in the wall Discord when you guys do things. Okay.
Absolutely.
Yep. Sunset Shiver, do you have anything you want to show? I know you will next week.
Oh yeah, we'll talk about that later. But I'm not aware of anything that I have to shill at the moment.
Okay. All right. Then I'm gonna end this stream. I wanna say thank you for everyone who paid attention. Thank you. You guys made it worth it. Like, you guys made me, I felt good once I started this stream and got on with everyone, started interacting, everyone wanted to get on, everyone started talking, because before this stream, with my daughter screaming in my ear all day because she's not being good with these solid foods, I did not. I wanted to get on the stream for a second and go, like, you know what? I'm not doing this. This show is canceled. I do not stop doing this. But I pushed through because of you guys' feedback, everyone chatting, and everyone going through. So thank you, everybody, again. This is low-key wall. We need to make a name for this show. Did Dear Leader just jump into the voice chat? Is that Dear Leader? Hold on. Dear Leader just jumped into the chat room. Dear Leader, are you on? Are you listening? You gotta turn your mic on. Oh, you gotta hit the mic.
He's doing the Yappai strap match.
The what? Oh, the...
The Yappai strap match.
Yappai strap match.
From the tournament.
Oh, yeah. Gotta turn the mic off and you can listen. You could talk. Okay, either something on his Apple. It's probably something on his Apple that's stopping him from doing it. And I just realized this entire time that I had this other light on that looks like crap right now on the fan light, when I've got the good light on that's supposed to be making me look good. So it's messing up my lighting profile. That sucks. Which, thanks, Never Bittner. Bittner supplied the lighting here in this room. Usually it's very dark in here. So I like to thank Brett Bittner for the and the lights. And for all you guys don't know, I have been very distraught without Bittner. I think last night for the wall podcast, the first time I was out of my Uggs and pajama pants after Bittner left. So yeah, so there's that. All right. So like I said, thank you again for all listening. We'll do this again next week. And we'll do gaming stream this Friday. The next week, I'll do another Wednesday stream. Yeah, it does. All right, so we'll do another Wednesday stream. We'll do low-key wall next Wednesday. Hopefully by next Wednesday, I will come up with a better name, or someone will suggest a better name. I will probably make a channel on the Discord or something to find, so help someone help find us, get a better name for this thing other than low-key wall. And if you guys liked it in the term calling it low key wall, keeping it like, you know, it's just for the hardcore people that watch this show. But next week we're going to do low key wall and then a Friday IRL stream on Friday. Hopefully I get it all set up. I'm doing a test one this Friday to see if it works. But also, so probably want to be on for like 15 minutes. So don't, I won't try to push that one in live. If that accidentally goes out, I'm sorry. But Friday night we'll be doing the gaming stream. So yeah. All right. So once again, thank you for everyone tuning in. Bye bye, everybody. Say bye.
Bye.
We are supported by listeners like you. Donate per month or make a one-time donation through PayPal or Patreon at WeAreLibertarians.com. Join in on the conversation. Visit the sidebar at WeAreLibertarians.com and join our Facebook group, meet other listeners, and get our daily news dump.
The Boss Hog of Liberty podcast is the latest hit on the We Are Libertarians Network. Each week, Jeremiah Morrill and Dakota Davis explore life in Henry County, Indiana.
It's a show about our circle of friends, public officials, and our experiences. 80% observation, life, humor, and 20% politics. Boss Hog of Liberty is the day-to-day happenings of Henry County, Indiana, which is just like your community. Add us on iTunes and sample us today.
Dear Leader would want you to.
Oh, the Johnny Rocket Launchpad is liberty. Each week, we strive to bring you the best guests in talk radio. The Johnny Rocket Launchpad delivers weekly interviews of noteworthy politicians, experts, and activists. The Johnny Rocket Launchpad is bringing the party to the Libertarian Party and launching ideas in your direction. Check us out at JohnnyRocketLaunchpad.com. You can hear me, Kurt Nelson, and the beautiful Heather Nixon talk about the ideas of liberty, rock and roll.
Hey guys, this is Roger Paxton, and if you're fed up with the government running every single aspect of your life, but you're not listening to the Lava Flow podcast yet, then what's wrong with you? Check us out at thelavaflow.com, or just go back to sucking up to the government. The Lava Flow podcast, striking the root every single episode.
It's time to shake up your podcast feed, folks, by subscribing to Lions of Liberty, the only libertarian variety show out there. Spend Mondays with me, Mark Clare, as I feature in-depth interviews with great names in the libertarian community and fun roundtable discussions.
Electric Liberty Land with me, Brian McWilliams, every Wednesday, your weekly dose of comedy, culture, and liberty.
And Felony Fridays with me, John Odermatt, where I expose injustice in the broken criminal justice system.
Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and at lionsofliberty.com.